Hello, friends. Welcome to another program of Two Guys with Heart, with Giff Briner and Dave Colonen. These two fine Christian gentlemen will do their very best to bring encouragement to your faith. We all undergo difficulties throughout our lifetime. How do we respond, and what is the correct direction that we should take? Giff and Dave will give it their best shot to guide our lives through the work and words of Jesus. And now, here they are, Two Guys with Heart.
Hello, friends. Hey, it's Giff Briner here, another exciting program of Two Guys with Heart. Me and my very good friend,
Dave Colonen.
Dave and I are going to do our very best to bring you some inspirational words that'll help you get through your day without any difficulties. That's kind of a high expectation, isn't it, Dave? No difficulties. We're all going to have difficulties.
Right.
But how you respond to those difficulties and what you do about them, and what would Jesus say about your problems if you could talk to him about them, that's what we're going to try to resolve for you. Jesus accepted the responsibility for those people that were around him or under him or worked with him, and that's what we want to try to share with you today. People make mistakes. You do, I do, everybody does. Nobody's perfect. This is not a perfect world. Your business is not a perfect business. Your friendships are not flawless. Those who work with you will make mistakes. Remember, you are mentoring those who receive your instructions. They are in a process of growing. They are learning, and they will stumble, and they will make mistakes. Some of them will be costly mistakes. I read an interesting story some years ago. An executive secretary to a president of a large corporation made a mistake, costing the company some $50,000. And she was devastated. And she brought her letter of resignation to the president, and she explained to him, "Hey, I realize what a dumb thing I did, and I'm very sorry. I know it cost the company $50,000. Here's my letter of resignation. I humbly apologize." And her boss said, "Are you crazy? I have been teaching you and educating you every week. Now you have made a big mistake, and I have just invested in $50,000 in your education. And you're not going to leave." "No, ma'am, you're not going to leave now. You cost me too much. I already have a lot invested in you." And she stayed and became an extraordinary executive. You see, the point is we all make mistakes. And yes, sometimes it can cost dollars. Sometimes it can cost friendships. Sometimes you say something, you say, "Oh, I wish I wouldn't have said that." Boy, words can be cruel, can't they, Dave? And we have to be careful with what we do, what we say. Try to be honest all the time and not be opinionated or not be negative or nasty. But it's a harsh world. Sometimes it's so easy to get sucked into that. Do you know what Jesus might have said to the people? Dave, you have any experiences from that yourself?
Well, we're getting close to the what I call mentorship. Mm-hmm. We all need a mentor. We all need somebody that can talk to us and help us in the real tough days of our lives. I think I talked about it yesterday that I'm mentoring several guys in our church, and I'm 50 years older than they are, so I have a lot of human experiences, and I have years of doing things right or wrong, and I've done a lot of right things in my mm-hmm. life as well as the wrong. It's a good thing that the right things are more than the things that are wrong. I thought these were, I'm surprised at what I'm doing, because I thought when you're my age, you say, "Well, hey, Dave, give it up. You've had your turn." Mm-hmm. Somebody called me and said, "Would you like to preach to the truckers of America?" And I said, "What's that?" And they said, "Well, there's four churches in America that are truckers' churches, and they are with the telephone. You preach in the phone, and all the truckers in America, all the states are listening. They have all just to tune in to the right number, And they, you can preach to a trucker in his truck in Washington, state of Washington, or in the state of Maine or Florida. They're all over the world. There's 8 million trucks in America.
Wow.
And they came to me and said, Dave, would you take one Monday night and speak for an hour? Mm-hmm. We have an hour opening. And I said, yeah, that sounds like fun. Let me try it. Well, the second week, when I got through the first week, they said, hey, we'd like to have you next week, too. I said, okay. And the next week, they said, hey, look, we're going to give you Monday night forever. It's yours.
Yeah.
You'll speak on the... Well, now I'm into two trucker churches. I preach every Monday night to two trucker churches.
Wow.
Something like 25,000 truckers have the potential of listening through the years to these churches. That's a pretty big church.
Yes, it is.
And I think truckers are some of the loneliest people in the world. They drive that truck for 8 hours, and they're tired of the radio, they're tired of the news, they're tired of the music. They want somebody that's personal, somebody that can talk to them and speak to them and to help them in their thinking processes. And I tell you, for the last 3 years, I've been there every Monday night.
Is that right? You're doing that 3 years now?
Yes.
My.
And an hour is a long time
to preach. Yes, it is a long time to preach.
A long time to preach. But I have enjoyed it so much that I wouldn't give that up. Everybody said, Dave, you do that for free? I said, yes, I do it for free.
Yeah.
You do WPFG for free? Yes,
yep,
I do that for free.
Do it for free.
But, you know, God has bigger paycheck than any corporation
That's
or company
right.
can give you.
That's right.
It's unbelievable.
It is. It's fantastic.
And God pays me back in marvelous ways. It's amazing. If you say yes, God will help you. If you say no, I think you're on your own.
Yeah, that's right.
And I would have been the loser to say, no, I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
If you're not going to give me a couple $100 a week, I'm not coming.
That's right.
So
you'd have been the one to lose.
Oh, my goodness. I can't imagine.
More blessed to give than receive. Yep.
Yes, it's wonderful. So
I quite agree with you. David, I want to hear more. If you don't mind me taking a minute of your time, and our listeners would like to hear it too. I know you mentor a dozen guys on Thursday nights. Are these people that are preparing themselves for the ministry, or how did you get involved with that?
That's what I pursue. I said, you're not going to be happy where you are. You're not happy because you of this and that and this. Why don't you that's the way I started. When I was a teenager, mm-hmm. I wanted to do something for the Lord, and I asked the preacher, what can I do to get started with the Lord? And he said, you got to go to a Bible college, and in 4 years, you'll know the Lord, and you know how to talk about him. But if you don't go the 4 years, you're going to run out of things the first week. You won't have enough to say. And so when these guys come to me, and they have no job, they lost their wife. They're in divorce. They eat at the restaurant. They picked all these restaurants around town. They're lonely people. They stay by themselves all the time. There's a bunch of guys that have become guys who live together, not live in the same house, but they eat together. Every mm-hmm. Sunday after church, they're all talking about where they're going to eat. Well, I'm getting into taking Judy and saying, hey, let's go with these guys. This is a part of the learning process mm-hmm. of having somebody that can speak to you in ways that nobody else will. Nobody else will tell them like it is. And I don't want to divulge all the things that we're talking
right,
about.
Because it's personal.
Those are kind of secrets. When you mentor somebody, you don't brag about
that's right.
what they told you and all that stuff. But that's a no-no. So I don't... I have to be very careful that I'm...
Okay, I won't twist your arm.
I'm the only one that should be able to talk.
That's right.
And they not
openly
worry. They not worry about where it's going.
And are you trying to drive them towards a career path, or are you just trying to help them through this good old world in which we live?
Tell you what I'm doing. I got a dream of taking a missionary trip with like 10 guys. Did you ever hear me talk about the Kofan tribe down in... In the rainforest of,
oh, yeah,
of Ecuador.
Guy from Kentucky went down and did that, and then he took over his dad's ministry or something. Yeah, I remember you telling me that.
Well,
yeah.
I had a dream the other day about going to the Kofun tribe in Ecuador.
Wow.
And I've already got over this, just talking about it. 8 people who want to go to Ecuador.
No kidding.
I said, Lord, it was just by chance. I mentioned it one day.
Yeah.
And
now they want to go.
That's going to turn into a big.
Wow.
If you only get on the bandwagon of doing something that nobody. I haven't heard of a group ever going to Ecuador to the Kofun tribe.
Yeah. No, neither did I.
And so. That's going to be an amazing adventure. Remember how the man went back to be with his parents and
yeah.
that they were the
yeah.
missionaries and the oil company came in and messed yeah. him up with the smell and fouled the water and people got sick.
So he moved into the jungle?
Moved yeah. into the jungle and yeah. finally moved yeah. five. I'm anxious to see what the guy did.
Yeah, see what he did now.
Where'd he go 5 miles in the jungle?
Yes.
And what's he doing? He brought television to kids that yeah. had never seen a car.
Right, yeah.
To bring a computer yeah, in there yeah, and yeah. learn 4 languages fluently.
Yeah. yeah.
They're yeah. the smartest kids in the world.
Right.
And they're back in the rainforest. Never saw the world, but they got the screen in front of them. And they can go to China and Africa and South America. And they are the smartest kids you've ever seen.
That'd be wonderful.
I think I'd like to help somebody get there.
Yeah.
And be a part of a... Especially that's where mentoring
I
goes.
Think that, yes,
and those guys cannot say to me, "Well, Dave, you know I got a family, I got a wife, none of them. They're open, they're wide open. Say, well, I've been looking for a plan in my life.
And
I'm 50, and I haven't done anything yet that I really wanted to
yes.
do. And this, wow, you know, count me in.
Yes. Hey, I was part of one of your dreams like that. I got to Barbados because of your dream.
That's right. And you did a world of good.
Yes. I'm a better person for it.
You
yes.
took that voice of yours and put it on the Bajan radio station.
Yep.
Around the world. That was great.
It was. Oh, that was a great experience. But it was one of those trips like you just discussed. You wanted to go to Barbados. You took a group of people. We're going to go do some mission work. And we went down and we did all kinds of things, and I really, really felt good about that. I was a life's experience because of Dave Colonin's dream. I was part of your mentoring group. I went to Barbados.
Listen.
Yeah.
Yesterday, I got a check from Barbados.
Did you?
I've been getting checks ever since I came back.
I remember you told me that story. They're trying to pay you back for work you did many, many years ago.
32 years ago, I did it all for free. And now they're paying me a check every month.
Isn't that fantastic, Dave? What a wonderful thing.
I went to the mailbox yesterday and pulled it down.
And
there's
was.
That red and white envelope.
Yeah, yeah. I hear those Barbados envelopes.
You can pick it out of all the mail I got. You can pick out that red and white. And
yeah. Yeah, this is it.
Yay, Barbados.
Yes.
You got me talking about stuff should never be talking about on this radio station.
But our listeners are inspired by those thoughts. Things that you can do that your horizon opens up when you want to give. And that's the point you're trying to share with our listeners today. Learn to give and share what God has given you. It's a big world that we live in. Do your part to make it better. Nobody can fix all these worldly problems. I wish I could, but nobody can. But we can touch a part of it. We can fix some of it. It might be a neighbor. It might be a relative. It might be a coworker. It might be someone you never met before. But out there, there's someone you can touch to make their life better. And that's what we're trying to encourage you to do.
And if you will help somebody and give of your self or your finances or whatever you have, I guarantee you, try God.
Yeah.
Yep.
You can give $1,000 to the church on Sunday, and by the next Sunday, God will give you more than $1,000 back.
That's
some
right.
way you never dreamed possible.
Yep. Yep. You can't outgive God.
What are we
God.
Talking about today? I'm rattling on.
Well, let's talk about what Peter denied the Lord. Remember, we were talking about denying and sharing and trying to become greater. Peter denied the Lord. Yet Jesus lovingly said, "Simon, Simon, behold, Satan hath desire for you, that he might sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for thee, that thou faith fail not. And when thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren. I read that out of Luke chapter 22, verses 31 and 32. You see, even Peter denied the Lord. Great leaders accept the responsibility for their troops. If you're going to have extraordinary successes in your business, be strong and be creators. Courageous enough to take the responsibility for those mistakes of those people that are around you or that are learning from you or that you are mentoring. Don't whine. Don't complain. Be strong and go forward. Jesus was our supreme example. Jesus accepted a responsibility for the mistakes of those under his authority. Hey, this was one of his great leadership skills. So where do we get all this knowledge that we get in leadership development classes? We get them right out of the Bible. Hey, when a staff member makes a serious mistake, how do you handle it? How do you handle it? You know, have you ever asked a staff member to forgive you for the way you reacted to their mistake? Well, we've all been on both sides of that argument, haven't we? Well, it goes back to sharing everything, the good and the bad. What was that we used to say, the good, the bad, and the ugly? Was that a movie Clint Eastwood made or something like that?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it goes back to the mentoring program that you were talking about a little earlier, Dave. I can't help referencing that because I just think that those kinds of things are just so great. Mentors, those are the teachers. And Dave is in his senior years, and he is still mentoring people, lots of people. For all walks of life, for all kinds of purposes. Show me your mentor, and I can predict your future. A wise man will hear and will increase learning, and a man understandeth shall attain unto wise counsel. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 5. Mentors, that's what Dave was talking about. Dave, I don't want to monopolize your area. This area of mentorship and working with experienced people who are leaders, you have far more knowledge of that area than I have. You have any special thoughts you'd like to share with our listeners?
Well, I only got here by somebody mentoring me and the guys that I worked with when I became a singer. They taught me how to sing. They taught me about pitch. They talked to me about pronunciation. They talked to me about learning how to sing the song from your heart and to move a crowd by the words that you're singing. I didn't know how to do any of that. I didn't know how to reach people with my voice. But the more I did it, and the Lord saw how happy I was doing that, nothing could push me out. Nothing could ever say quit. I mean, I should have quit the first day that I got into that, because when I got married, I had a fire 7 days after I was married. Come home from my honeymoon and burned everything that we owned. I had a second fire when I was a little kid, and a third fire. I've been a part of three major fires where I lost everything.
Three times.
And they're vivid in my mind. I was 5 years old when I went and had the first fire.
Yeah.
And I shouldn't even be here.
Yeah, you should have perished.
I should have perished in the fire. It was that close, just a couple of minutes. And you know, all those things, I learned that, why complain? I brought a girl from California to live in Pennsylvania with me as my wife. And I had nothing to show for it, because the week after I had the fire, my car's engine blew up and I didn't have any money to rebuild the engine. And I went around, and my car made a lot of noise when it's going out something. I don't know what it is. Bang, 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 bang. I couldn't pass anybody. They look at me and say, what in the world is the matter with your car? And I sat there 2 weeks after I was married with absolutely penniless, nothing. And I was in a group that hadn't made a lot of money. $25 a week was a big paycheck, because we were just beginning. And, all those, that first 6 months, I can tell you, I wondered if I had done everything that God asked me to do, or was I out on a limb somewhere and I was doing everything wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But that kept me on my knees, kept me listening to people who would talk to me every day. They come and say, "Dave, I heard about your problem. I'm praying for you." And God helped Judy and I to live out these 60 years. We're 60 years married this year.
Yeah.
60. And started with nothing. Zilch. Yeah.
Zero.
And, man, I have so much to be thankful for. Yeah. And I was glad for those who mentored me and said, "Dave, you got it if you just try.
Yeah.
You can do it if you try and if you work at it." I'm telling you who are listening today, you can do something for God if you try, if you will. If you see somebody that needs a $10 bill from you and you give it, you will be the one who gets blessed. And if you just try to let the Lord know that you are depending on Him. And I've spent all my life depending on the Lord. I wake up every day saying, "God, what is happening today? Where are we going from here? What do you want me to do? And where am I going to be at my best?" And this year is going to be kindness. I want to be kind. I want to be kind to my friends and to my family and to my fellow workers. I want to be not so much money. You can be kind in every word you say.
That's right.
And I you know how to do that. If you are a kind person, you are a giver. I've watched you through the years that I've been with you, and you are a very special person the way you live. And you got an all seeing eye watching you. I'm guilty, but I'm watching now. What a kind man you are.
It's nice of you to say it. Thank you. But I agree with your thought process, the point you're trying to make, that we all are mentors, and we are meant to be mentors. We're sharing, we're teaching, we're learning, and we're on both sides of the issue. And I agree to that. I think that is really real life 101. Show me your mentors, and I can predict your future. Remember those words?
Oh, yeah.
A wise man will hear and will increase learning, and a man of understanding shall attain unto the wise counsel. Proverbs chapter 1. We were sharing these kinds of thoughts. You see, Ruth listened to the advice of Naomi. David sat at the feet of Samuel, and Joshua received instructions from Moses. Timothy was mentored by Paul. Elisha ran to stay in the presence of Elijah. I mean, all of these people are mentors that we're teaching, we're sharing, and we learn to work together. And when they saw him, they were amazed. And his mother said unto him, "Son, why hast thou dealt us this? Behold thy father, and I have sought thee sorrowing." And he said unto them, "How is it that ye sought me? Wise ye not that I must be about my father's business?" Well, that's right out of Luke 2, verses 48 and 49. Remember, that's what Jesus was talking to his parents this way. You know, "Why are you worried about me?" he's saying. So Jesus was being mentored by those people in the synagogue. Solomon said, "Where no counsel is, the people will fall. But in the multitudes of counselors, there is safety." Proverbs chapter 11, that's written. So the list goes on and on and on, talking about mentoring and people helping people. And Jesus was very cognizant of that. Jesus pursued his mentorship of more experienced men. That's one of the secrets you'll learn out of the Bible. David, our time is exhausted once again, and we have to say goodbye. You always have a closing thought of wisdom you like to share with our listeners. Today we're talking about mentoring and working and sharing with other people. Have any closing thoughts you'd like to say before we have to check off the airwaves?
I'll tell you, it's true what we say. It's from our hearts. Our program is called Two Men with Heart. Should be two old guys. Two old guys with heart. And our hearts are pure today. We love you. We love you for tuning our way. We appreciate you. God bless you. Go with God today, and you'll see a difference. Write us and let us know about it, and we'd appreciate it. In Jesus' name, I ask you. Amen.
Bye-bye for now.
Bye-bye.